Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GLP First Quarter FY 2014 Earnings Release Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 14th of August, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Ms. Amber Guo. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining our first quarter 2014 earnings conference call. This call is being webcast, so please join in to follow along with our slides. You can access the webcast on our website, where we have also posted our earnings release presentation and supplemental disclosure. This evening, we'll hear from Jeff Schwartz, co-founder of GLP and chairman of the executive committee, who will provide an overview of our results. Jeff will be followed by Ming Mei, our co-founder and CEO, who will further discuss our business and the exciting opportunities in our markets. Our CFO, Heather Cie, will then provide an overview of our earnings. We will then close the call with a Q&A session. To allow as many people as possible to ask questions, we request that each participant ask a maximum of two questions, including follow-ups at a time, and they ask them both together. Thank you. I will now hand the call over to Jeff.
Thank you, Amber, and thank you all for joining the call, particularly the brave soul on the West Coast of the U.S. who woke up before 3:00 A.M., investor that woke up and joined the call. Thank you. As you can see from our earnings announcement just released, we at Global Logistics Properties continued to make solid progress in the first quarter of fiscal year 2014. We remain focused on our development activities in China, Japan, and Brazil, with development starts of approximately 800,000 square meters in the first quarter, up 25% on last year. China's same-store net operating income increased 10.4% year-on-year. Our balance sheet remains very strong, with a net debt to assets now at just over 9%. Our first quarter net profit increased by 33% to $204 million. Our market-leading positions in China, Japan, and Brazil continue to drive our performance. Despite a moderation of growth in China and a slowing of growth in Brazil, we continue to see significant opportunities in what we believe remain the world's best markets for logistics. We are confident that with our strong balance sheet, leading market position, and exceptional team, GLP is and will remain best positioned to take advantage of these opportunities. Slide five illustrates the strength and scale of our global footprint. Our network spans 66 cities across China, Japan, and Brazil. Our portfolio has grown 35% over the last year and currently stands at more than 21 million square meters. We have a development pipeline of almost 9 million square meters, up 65% on last year, and our China land reserve now stands at almost 12 million square meters. Now turning to an overview of our results for the quarter, which you can see on slide six. Group PATMI rose 33%, with EBIT up 34% year-on-year. Group revenue was 20% lower, mostly due to the contribution of 33 Japan properties as we took GLP J-REIT public very successfully in December of last calendar year, and the impact of the lower yen. Adjusted for this, revenue would have been up 14%. As you can see, China continues to drive our performance, with revenue up 40% year-on-year. We have revaluation gains of $159 million, mostly attributable to higher property values in Japan, as well as developments and rental growth in China. China continues to be a growing part of our business and today makes up fully 56% of our NAV, up from just 45% a year ago. On slide seven, we can look at the key operational themes for the quarter. We have a strong portfolio with high stabilized lease ratios across China, Japan, and Brazil, reflecting the strong demand in all of our markets. Our development pipeline of 8.7 million square meters of GFA, up 63% year-on-year, remains robust and we believe is sustainable, allowing us to drive future growth. During the first quarter, Value creation from developments was $63 million. In our best-in-class fund management platform, we continue to leverage our strong relationships with major global institutions, as well as our asset management expertise. Total assets under management in our fund management platform now stand at $8.1 billion, up from $2.7 billion just a year ago. Our financial position remains strong and provides a solid bedrock as we continue to grow. We have low leverage, a strong cash position, and a healthy debt maturity profile. Now I'd like to turn this over to my partner, Ming, who will further discuss our positioning in each of our markets and our performance over the past 3 months. Ming?
Well, thank you, Jeff. Let me start with looking at China. Overall, we still expect to see China GDP to grow around 7.5% this year. It is still outperforming the rest of the world. We're encouraged by the measures that Chinese government is taking to stabilize the economy, to improve the quality of growth. In the mid to long term, we believe that these long-term trends will be very positive for our business. Consumption growth can remain robust, with retail sales increasing 12.8% year to date. As you know, 80% of our business is driven by domestic consumption, so we're perfectly placed to benefit from this. We continue to see some strong demand for logistics facilities from our customers. So far, we have not seen any indication of customer demand changing our future development plans. Although some of them are taking them a little longer time to making the decisions, which we have witnessed a small dip in leasing in the last quarter, but over the last 6 weeks, we have saw a pickup, which we're back to 90%. Today, GLP's leasing pipeline remains strong at above 6 million square meters. We maintain a discipline of investment approach and only start new developments when we see 1.5 to 2 times indicative demand. We will continue to actively monitor our customers, and if demand does change, we will adjust our development starts. In addition, the benefit of warehouse development is that it's a short construction cycle, so if needed, we can quickly adjust our development pipeline. GLP commenced more than 730,000 square meters of new development in the first quarter, which is ahead of our schedule for the year. Approximately 90% of our new development are domestic consumption focused. We have acquired almost 580,000 square meters of GFA of land for future development to meet the demand of our customers, while continuing to grow our land reserve in China. Our land reserve now stands at about 11.9 million square meters. That's up 31% from last year. New and expansion leases signed in China were 200,000 square meters in the first quarter. Notable leases include 44,000 square meters in Suzhou and Langfang to Good Baby, China's leading provider of infant and children products, and 23,000 square meters in Beijing and Chengdu to Lefeng, a well-known cosmetic e-commerce company. Subsequent to the quarter end, we have seen a significant pickup in the leasing with over 100,000 square meter lease signed in just the month of July. We established a new relationship with one of the largest hypermarket chains in China, and we are developing BMW's largest distribution center in Asia at the Shanghai port area. Completion were 320,000 square meters in the first quarter. The decision to densify some projects, making them two stories, such as in Shanghai and Dongguan, and in some other cases, we have made minor adjustments to, based on the customer's requirement on pre-leasing requests, such as enhancing floor capacity. These changes have impacted the timing of some of our projects' completion, but we expect this will pick up significantly in the back half of the year. If you move to slide 10, it gives you a snapshot of portfolio in China. Currently, rent with the mix and everything will be about 1.08 RMB per square meter per day, and growth in the development led to a 30% year-on-year growth in NAV to $4.8 billion. The stabilized lease ratio in China was 88% as of quarter end, and we have gone back to 90% as of this week. And domestic consumption focused portfolio remains at 95% lease up. Demand for high quality facilities in good locations still continue to be very strong. And now we move to slide 11. If you look at, now we turn to Japan. Japan has seen a tangible uptick and the confidence, and we're already seeing the feeding through our business. new and expansion lease area totaled 145,000 square meters in the first quarter, with demand particularly strong from the third part of the industry. We completed the development of Misato 3, a 95,000 square meter facility in Greater Tokyo area. That's the second completion under the joint venture with Canadian Pension Investment Board. Demand for the facility is very strong, with the lease ratio currently standing at 65%, well ahead of our underwriting assumptions. As a result of higher property values, we also recognize an average cap rate compression of 13 basis points for our portfolio. The average cap rate, cap value, which we value our Japan portfolio, today stands about 5.2%. Now we move to slide 12. This slide gives a picture of our Japan portfolio, including the 33 assets we manage under the GLP J-REIT. 84% of properties are located in the prime market of Tokyo and Osaka, which are seeing strong economic growth. The lease ratio remains very high at 99%. Rents are stable, and the retention rate and also the weighted average lease expiration remain very healthy. Now we turn to Brazil. Again, all the headline news indicating Brazil's slowdown in growth. But again, the country's emerging middle class and the vast natural resource makes it a market with very compelling long-term fundamentals. 60% of the country's GDP is driven by domestic consumption, which drive our business. Again, it is also a very attractive market for logistics because it only has 1/16 of logistics base per capita compared to the U.S. Overall, we continue to be very confident about the country's prospect. Our development momentum has continued in Brazil with 54,000 square meters starting in the first quarter. We also completed the second building at the GLP Guarulhos at Sao Paulo, which will be Brazil's best master plan logistic park, comprising 17 buildings when it's completed. Demand for Class A logistic facility remains strong, and we're seeing rent coming at 5 to 6% higher than expectation. Look at our market-leading portfolio in Brazil. If you turn to slide 14, it shows that rent have remained stable and the lease ratio remained at 100% at the GLP Brazil Income Partners. And we have a long weighted average lease expiration period of 8 years. And with that, I'd like to hand over to Heather to review our financial highlights.
Thanks, Ming. Please turn to slide 16. First quarter, our group revenue was US$137 million. This was 20% lower than the same period last year, mainly due to the contribution of 33 Japan properties to GLP J-REIT. Depreciation of the yen and early lease cancellation income received from the tenant in the last year, same quarter. Adjusted for all these three items, revenue increased 21%. Well, EBIT excluding revaluation and PATMI excluding revaluation would have increased by 18% and 2% respectively. The group EBIT rose 34% and PATMI was higher by 33%, driven by higher operating results in China. Revaluation gains of US $159 million from investment properties and jointly controlled entities were mainly due to higher property values in Japan, as well as development and completion rental growth in China. Slide 17 highlights China revenue and the EBIT. In local currency terms, China revenue increased by 37% year-on-year, driven by acquisitions and developments. EBIT excluding revaluation was up 35%. Results were comparable in U.S. dollar terms. Turn to slide 18 on Japan results. The J-REIT bars represent the net impact arising from asset disposal to the J-REIT. On a comparable basis, excluding the J-REIT impact, first quarter revenue was down 9% in local currency terms. If we strip out the FX impact and the one-off early lease termination fee in last year's same quarter, revenue would have increased by 1% in U.S. dollar terms. Slide 19 summarizes the overall valuation and breakdown of our portfolio, which now stands at $16.4 billion, an increase of over 16% from a year ago. Valuation of our China portfolio has grown almost 6% quarter-over-quarter to $7.2 billion. Our Japan portfolio comprises $7.4 billion of assets, including the J-REIT properties. China now represents 56% of our group NAV. Japan comprises 30% and Brazil 5%. 11% is a net cash held in Singapore today for our future growth. Turning to our fund management portfolio on slide 20. Our asset under management has almost tripled year-on-year and currently stands at $8.1 billion. This is slightly lower than the $8.4 billion we reported last quarter due to depreciation of the Japanese yen and real. Fund management revenue in first quarter this year was $12 million, up 122% from a year earlier. Those comprises assets and property management fee of $8 million and property development fee of $4 million. We expect management fees to continue to increase in line with the strategic growth of our fund management platform. Slide 21 shows our strong balance sheet with $1.8 billion cash and a low net debt to asset ratio of 9.2%. On a look-through basis, our leverage stands at 12.5%, and our net debt to EBITDA ratio stands at 2.5x. Moving on to slide 22. This is our debt maturity profile as at June 30, 2013. Our weighted average debt maturity was 4.9 years, up from 2.6 years earlier. 70% of GLP's debt matures in fiscal year 2017 and beyond. Fixed rate borrowings constituted 73% of GLP's total borrowing. Finally, our debt maturity breakdown by country is detailed on slide 23. With that, I will hand you back to Amrita.
Valerie, can we now open the call to questions, please?
Certainly. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Now, first question comes from the line of Kai Tan from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everyone. It's Kai Tan from Macquarie. I have two questions. Question number one is related to your development starts. If you look at the supplementary information you provided, your properties are positioned or under development is roughly 3.55 million sq m, while the new lease or the new completed area in the past four quarters was about 1.34-1.35. It takes you about 2-2.5 years to fill in these under development areas. Do you see a need to downgrade your development starts? That's my first question. Question number two is the share of results from your supplementary information, page six. In this quarter is about $9.46 million. That's down significantly from fourth quarter last year of $22 million. Could you explain why is that? Thank you very much.
Kai, start with the second question.
Yeah.
The reason why the share of results is lower is because in last quarter, there was, because of a revaluation of asset in Brazil that was owned in two different joint ventures, the fair value gain was actually recorded in recurring income. We talked about that on the call last quarter, and I'll be happy to follow up with you offline if you want any more detail.
Yeah. It was a one-off last quarter.
Yeah, that was approximately $13 million.
Okay. To answer your question that do we have concern whether we need to slow down the starts because of the leasing demand. Basically, how much we lease in a month, how much we lease in a quarter is strictly correlated with how much product we can finish in the month and the quarter. And if you look at it, our lease up for domestic consumption related is very high at 95%. Our overall lease up is about 90% because some of the our properties in the port and the bond are impacted by the import and exporting activities. But all the new facility we're developing under pipeline are 90+% of them are domestic consumption driven. So thus far is that why we're still confident is because overall the demand for domestic consumption related facilities are continuing to be very high at 95%. And as you can see, our indicative demand for pipeline for our customers is about 6 million square meters. So based on everything we've seen and our communication with our customers, we do not have any concerns about leasing up. As you can also see that last two, three quarters, 75 to 80% of new leases are absorbed by existing customers that's already leasing from us. So we do have a pretty good visibility on the demand from our customers. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we are very strict on before we start building, we typically have a 1.5 to 2 times indicative demand from our existing customers and also new customers we talk to before we break ground. So with all these things that we have in place and based on what we hear and feedback from the people on the ground and also our customers, thus far we still feel confident with the current pace of demand and development. But at any given time, we feel like there's a strong change in demand. We will definitely adjust our starts.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Michael Lim from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Michael.
Hi. I've got a question on your cash flow. If I look at your cash flow statements, you've recorded about $52 million advance payment for the disposal of an asset held. Which asset is this?
You're looking at the announcement tape?
Yeah, I'm looking at your I'm looking at the financial statement.
The asset held for sale. Oh, that's actually all the UPay portfolio that positioned to dispose.
Okay, and this $52 million is the initial, 10% payment or what is it?
No, this is just all the what happened is we actually acquired UPay as part of an announcement that we made, I think, over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
As we get to know more and more of the operation,
maybe I can give a more background on the business side, the rationale why we made the decision to acquire and why we made the decision to divest. So we look at UPay and look at their stabilized portfolio and also their land bank, and so we thought it would be very complementary, and also their previous shareholder Equity International approached us, so we took a look at it and we were interested, so we made a decision to go forward and acquire 49% of the UPay that was held by Equity International. And then we also negotiated with the seller to buy additional 1%, so that way it was a 50-50 joint venture. And then after a year of working together, we decided that it's best for us to just keep all the stabilized asset and sell back the remaining development company back to the the original owner at a profit. One of the reasons is because we just have fundamental difference in the way we do business, and so we decided it's better to part ways, and so GLP kept all the stabilized assets, and we sold the remaining company back to them at a reasonable profit that we underwrite. Yeah. We have difference in the way we do business.
It's a philosophical difference.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced.
Great, Valerie. I'll now hand it over to Jeff, who will close up the call.
Again, I'd like to thank everyone for dialing in. In summary, we are very pleased with continued momentum we have seen across the business in the first quarter, and even more so with the activity we have seen just in the past 6 weeks in China. We are excited about the opportunities in our markets, all of which we believe have enormous long-term potential, and we maintain market leadership positions. And while we are mindful of the potential near-term challenges in the local and global economic environments, we are confident that our careful choice of markets, leading platform, extraordinarily talented team, and strong balance sheet position positions us well for continued growth. With that, we thank you. Good evening, and to the brave soul who called in 3 a.m., good morning.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.